Hello, teachers. Thank you for your generosity in leading this session today. I'm asking for some guidance. I lead two Dharma sessions a week on Zoom, and they're heavily attended, sometimes 80 people, and many of whom adults. Many of whom are new to the Dharma and hungry. And I'm not a Dharma teacher. I'm to give a 20-minute meditation at the beginning of each of the sessions. So that's two sessions a week. And I've kind of run out of material. And I was kind of relying heavily on Thich Nhat Hanh's meditations, because they're so simple to transcribe. I would listen and then just to transcribe.
Yeah.
A lot of the newcomers to the meetings, they really need kind of a heavier, like a heavy language meditation. They seem to get really uncertain after like 2 minutes of silence. And that's okay. They're new to sitting. I want to use more like tranquility and maybe insight meditation from this lineage with the people coming to the Dharma session. So can you guide me or give me any resources that I can use, a place to dig deep and find other guided meditations that I can read, or even just some simple guidance so that I can help these people. Thank you.
Well, I think one of the things, first off, is to learn how to trust yourself. That sense that, of course, we all use guidance from others, but also just experimenting with trusting yourself, trusting your own experience and what's useful, and then exploring. Certainly, in our tradition, and there's so much available, all sorts of different flavors of practice and practices, coming from from the four Sangha publications. That is a doorway into all the different monasteries and practice places that are associated with us directly. And there's access to both the audio and printed matter, which is then either in PDF or EPUB or MOBI. So that gives a doorway into lots of different things, and say that our own website. I mean, we've got lots of stuff, and it's just using keywords is helpful for seeing what pops up, and same with Amaravati. Amaravati would have lots of resources because of the monks and nuns there are doing a lot of teaching to both. There's a retreat center at the monastery, plus a very active lay group that's involved. So that and they have a Saturday meditation every every week. I mean, of course, used to, had for years up until just recently. So I'm sure all of that is archived. So that, yeah, there's lots to explore, certainly within our tradition. But there's a Forest Sangha publications will sort of give you a sense of all the different places that are associated, and then they've got a sampling of what's there, and then see what flavor seems to interest you, and then go to each of those different places' websites and whatnot, and they'll probably have more extensive material there. Yes, well, Anumodana, it's great that you're doing that, because that's just the sort of thing that I was saying. There's so much available, and also, I think one of the things is in teaching or guiding or helping others, that is you're also helping yourself, and that sense of, yeah, trust yourself to explore the things that are useful for yourself, and then to articulate that or express that for